I thought that was kind of unfortunate. I mean, I thought that was, you know, not fair to Alvin Gentry. I mean, obviously, you know, they knew they were in a rebuilding situation. They couldn't possibly be surprised that they're not winning in a rebuilding situation. They brought in people that had not performed where they had been before. They wouldn't have been available. So, you know, and as disappointing as that was, you know, I think they compounded it to me by not hiring a guy like Elston Turner, who's been waiting a long time, paid a lot of dues, has been with some really good coaches over the years, and is ready to be a head coach. Certainly Dan Marley's put in a lot of time there in Phoenix. You know, and this is not against Lindsey Hunter. I don't have anything against Lindsey Hunter, but, you know, I just thought that, you know, I thought one of those two guys should have gotten a shot, you know, to work with these young guys to see where they could go. You know, and I don't think it was handled very well. Those two guys have done nothing but be professional and work very hard to make those guys better. And I would like to see one of those two guys get a shot. I certainly hope Lindsey does well, but, you know, I think it's kind of disingenuous to me to all of a sudden be shocked that you're not playing well when it's been set up not to play well. And that's the decision that the organization made, that they were going to go in a different direction and they were going to start rebuilding. And, you know, it's unfortunate that it turned out that way.
Well, how could you be surprised, David? He had the ultimate vote of confidence.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. They should call it the vote of confidence / kiss of death, right?
Exactly.
I don't want the vote of confidence. Don't give it to me.
No, please, take it back.